This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
On this episode of 8 Bits, we're talking about Elder Scrolls Online, the next greatest MMO.
Is Master Chief's next target President Obama?
And Notch hands it to EA, calling them, you're right, cynical bastards! Stay tuned.
Start.
You're listening to another episode of 8 Bits. Thanks for joining us again. I am, of course, your host, the Night Elf Rogue. Oh, yeah, Jesse. Joining me, as always, is the man whose lantern is as green as they get, Brandon Williams.
I'm going to see a doctor about it soon.
Yeah, you probably should. All right, we're going to hit these real nice and quick tonight. Brandon, you've got the first story. Why don't you tell us a little bit about why I shouldn't be afraid of draw something?
All right, so first of all, my first two stories are all crazy conspiracy theories with video games, because I love those anyway. Draw Something obviously is owned by Zynga, and Zynga is obviously a large company that makes a lot of money. Now they're saying that Zynga has made money because it is allowing, like, advertisers to kind of do whatever they want with it.
Gotcha.
So a good example would be, like, have you played Draw Something?
I played one game, and it is not my game. I don't like it. It's not fun at all for me.
Okay,
well, I might be weird, but you know,
like I like it. But anyway, like so, like the word KFC comes up, right? And you don't think anything of it. You think of how can you get people to know KFC? I mean, if you were trying to get someone to guess KFC without saying KFC, what would you put?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, most of the time people draw the kernel or the bucket or something like that. So you're kind of associating in your mind the logos. So they're saying that, like, obviously they're getting paid to put these words in there. And it's kind of brainwashing you into thinking, remembering that logo and really focusing on that logo to associate with all these things. So there's some people that are angry about it, saying that it's brainwashing. Other people are saying it's just smart business. It's kind of interesting. It's one of those weird stories that you run into out there, and you're like, oh, okay. So just kind of funny. So when you're playing Draw Something, if you feel like you're being brainwashed and all of a sudden you want to watch Jersey Shore, then let us know. Because I would like to see how many people go, you know what? I didn't want KFC, but after drawing the Colonel twice, I definitely started eating more Famous Bowls.
That's
and my next story is even more crazy, okay? And I had stumbled upon this. I can't even remember where I first stumbled upon it, but it's crazy. Okay, so Halo 4 or Halo 5, I don't know which one it is. The newest Halo, it's coming out on a certain day. Now, if there's anything we know about gamers, there's a lot of gamers. I mean, how many millions of units will Halo 4 sell when it comes out? What do you think? 3 million?
Million? Well, let's see. How many mindless drones are there on this planet? Yeah, now, I'd say probably. I mean, it's going to rival Call of Duty, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, and there's some people out there that are thinking that the Republican Party had paid Bungie off to release the game on the day of the election because it stops younger voters from going in and voting for Obama mindlessly because they're young and that's just what they want to vote for because he's cool and they're young. And I honestly think that is the that's one of the conspiracy theories out there, and it's so funny. These are the same exact people who want to ban video games like this because they're too violent are now chucking money in to make them release on a day to help them sway some votes. So it's kind of funny.
You are kind of the conspiracy guy today, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, here's what I think people should do, right? If you are a huge fan of Halo 4 and you are going to vote still and you're going to go home and play, you know, Halo, whatever, whenever it comes out, as soon as you get home, you're going to go play it. You're going to take a break out of your busy Halo day to go vote. If you do that, then write in vote Master Chief. and see how many votes a Master Chief can get.
Wow.
Because I'm waiting for the day where a write-in vote actually shows up on the scales. You know what I mean? Like, it's never done before.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
So, it would be hilarious whenever it's like, well, and we got a 1% vote for Kermit the Frog. It's like just something weird, you know?
Awesome. All right. Next story. Skyrim recently got a patch that allows it to use the Kinect. Yeah, now you'll actually have voice commands that you can say in Skyrim while you're playing. There are over 200. That's a lot of voice commands. I don't necessarily think I need those, but I guess if that's kind of what you're interested in, I don't know. You can do your shouts, so you can actually fusro-da somebody.
Yeah.
You know? And you're...
Yeah. I'm glad I'm moving to a house where I don't have neighbors.
Exactly. And see, also, you can do... instead of saying fusro-da, you can say unrelenting force, and it will do the exact same thing.
Well, what's the fun in that?
I know, right?
Yeah. If I went to a friend's house, and they didn't go fusro-da, and then it did it, and instead they went, unrelenting force, I would punch them in the face.
Exactly.
I'd be like, you got a voice command for that, bitch?
Yeah. I see, there are a lot of these commands. The skills commands, character menu, magic menu. Yeah.
Equip.
Yeah, so much
that's
stuff.
What real people do in the real world.
Well.
Bye.
let's see here. You got, there's a couple of here that were kind of interesting. In the barter menu. You can say their items. You can say, like, their weapons or my items, my weapons, and it'll switch to that instead of you pressing buttons.
I want it to be like Iron Man's computer where it's like the hologram screens that you can kind of touch and stuff, and
great.
You can talk to it. That's what I want gaming to be, where
That's
you just
awesome.
Kind of stand in a circle and all the stuff is around you and you're, you know, palming it and everything.
Heck yeah. All right, another thing coming down the pike with Skyrim, and that is DLC. Now, the Bethesda has said that they are going to
Bethesda has said. That's a tongue twister.
It is, isn't it? Bethesda has said that they are going to be releasing a small amount of DLC for Skyrim because each thing that they release will be substantial. That I mean, I like that. I don't like little piddly DLC packs that you could do.
Oh,
without,
no, nothing annoys me more than get the new DLC of a new uniform. It's like,
yeah.
Well, that's cool, I guess, but, I mean, that's it. You
exactly.
couldn't have given me anything else, a dog, anything else.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, this one looks to be pretty large. It's called Dawnguard. There are very few to no details about it right now.
That sounds like a vampire thing to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, a little bit. And if you look at the actual cover art, it's a Viking looking, you know, menacing, and his eyes are actually glowing. So I'm not sure what that's about. I don't know.
There's only a couple little missions where you actually mess with vampires, but they're there.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for there to be a vampire.
Dawnguard is said to be releasing over the summer, and it will be a timed exclusive for the 360, but the PS3 and PCs will get it, you know, like a month or so later.
I see.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited.
I am too. I love Skyrim. I play it, you know, constantly, so it's nice to see new content coming in, because I'm just about at the end. So, in other Elder Scrolls news, this one blew my top when I heard about it. It is confirmed that Elder Scrolls Online is in development and will be released. They're talking sometime in 2013, so next year, if we're all still here, by the way. You know, you never know.
Do you think this will be the WoW killer?
I think it might. I really do, because if they pull it off correctly.
Because people really thought League of Legends was going to be the WoW killer, and obviously it hasn't quite come up to that. And people really thought that Diablo 3 was going to hurt it pretty bad. But I don't think that – I mean, even with just the beta results, it didn't seem like it affected it whatsoever. So
yeah.
I'm curious to see if anything will ever knock WoW off of its insane pedestal.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's one of those things where people get into it. They have so much invested in a character, it's hard to switch, you know?
I'm a WoW
player. I understand it. But for Elder Scrolls Online, I'd drop WoW in a second. If it is an online MMO, played from the same first person's perspective as the Elder Scrolls, I am set. You know? All right.
Especially if you get shouts in that.
Oh, yeah. Fuzorda.
Yeah, the only bad thing is playing, you know, PvP is going to be ridiculous because it's just going to be Fuzorda, 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 Fuzorda.
That would be hard to say really fast.
True.
All right. There are screenshots, not a whole lot of information, but lots of pictures. So we've got links in the show notes. Well, you should check them out. See what the pictures look like.
Weird bug people. And I mean, it's kind of crazy because it doesn't really look like anything from Oblivion or Skyrim. Like, I mean, the art and stuff isn't very similar to that. It's its own thing. But obviously, they're not going to do Skyrim detail in an MMO. That would be insane.
Yeah, and plus, it's supposed to have taken place like a century or so before Skyrim happens. And Skyrim took place before...
You mean before after. Oblivion? Because a century before Skyrim, wasn't that Oblivion?
Maybe. Well, they. You know, I read that it was supposed to be...
In between the two?
Maybe.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it might... It's... Yeah, you know, there's so many... Okay, here we go. Elder Scrolls Online is set centuries before the events of any of the single-player games.
Oh, even before... Wow.
Yeah, so it's way back there. So that... I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to a lot more info, too. So, you know, woo! Now, there is a trailer that will give you a little bit of information, if you would like. There's also a website that you can... kind of browse around on. We'll have a link to that in the show notes too. It's definitely interesting.
I'm interested.
I'm waiting.
I love some Skyrim.
I'm waiting to cancel my WoW account for this. All right. This one, this is kind of funny to me because everyone knows if you've listened to this podcast before, how much I hate EA. I think they're greedy bastards. Every single one of them. The way they do their little codes where you have to have a new code, you can't buy used games, you know, you have to have the new code to play the online features, so part of your game is locked out if you buy used, and you have to buy a $10 code to unlock it. It's ridiculous and stupid. And I just wanted to mention the fact that Notch, who is the creator of Minecraft, has called EA cynical bastards. They are ruining gaming. I'm glad...
They really are.
They are. I mean, just how much they go against used games. You know, I understand you want to get everything out of your game that you can, but let's face it, you've got so much money.
Used games have been a staple of gaming community for as long as I can remember gaming, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like... How many games have you bought new compared to used, especially when you're a kid? Think about a kid. Think about, like... The pleasure of that. I mean, think about whenever you used to have like an SNES, or you know, you'd go to a yard sale and you'd see like, you know, Pac-Man World, and you're like, holy crap! And you're like, oh, I love this game. Oh my god! And you buy it there. I mean, just used games like that, just that kind of stuff. Not even like the used game monsters like GameStop, but just dumping on that or dumping on people with little money. It's cheaper to buy a used game. You know, and I'm not going to be able to find, you know, I'm not necessarily going to find Dragon Age Origins 6 months later when it's down to $20. You know what I mean? At a retail outlet. So they're killing people that can't afford games. It's just stupid.
Exactly.
It's stupid, and I agree with them 100%. They're cynical assholes. And if I could, I wouldn't play any more of their games. But I'll get to more on that later when we talk about what we're playing.
Yeah, that is the problem. And see, the biggest problem is that I don't support EA, but I do support EA is not a game developer.
Yeah, it's like
they are a publisher.
Warner Brothers, you're going to hurt every actor, director,
exactly.
All those people. You can't do that. Yeah.
I support the game developers. So, you know, I will buy, you know, a game that EA has put out simply because I like the developer who's created it. That doesn't mean I like EA. I hate them with a passion. See, Notch on Twitter, he says, and this is all over EA's indie bundle, is what they call it. Yeah, right. EA releases an indie bundle. That's not how that works. Stop attempting to ruin everything, you bunch of cynical bastards. Indies are saving gaming. EA is methodically destroying it. The games in the bundle are good. I'm not questioning them. I'm questioning EA. And the games in this bundle are things like Shank 2, Warp, Gatling Gears, Deathspank, and Deathspank 2 Thongs of Virtue. Which, that was a hard thing to say without smiling. I haven't played any of these games, but still.
Yeah, what annoys me with that is, like, back to Notch's comment, that's not how that works. Yeah, it's not that how that works. You can't go, hey, Warner Brothers hired Michael Bay with Brad Pitt to make this indie movie. No, this isn't an indie movie.
No.
You can't put every single person can't be high-profile A-list and say it's an indie movie. That's ridiculous. Exactly. It just doesn't happen. So if it was released by Spotlight, sure, it's an indie movie. Indie gaming by EA. Yeah, okay. Because you're not a giant, giant corporation.
Exactly. So, in short, EA, we hate you. All right.
I second that.
More news, and this is sad, sad news. But File Planet from, let's see, it's actually owned by IGN, isn't it?
Yeah. IGN owns it. It's like they're – you can get old games and different like indie games and stuff like that. Real indie games.
Exactly. And it is going to be shut down. They've no longer been updating it, so they're going to just take it down. I don't see a date. FileFront was started why do I keep wanting to call it FileFront?
I don't know. You're a weirdo.
I know. File Planet was started back in 1999, and it's really, I mean, that's a long time to have a file trading website like that, you know?
Yeah, I used to get, like, ROMs from there.
Oh, you owned all those games, of course.
Well, I owned them in the past, but when I ROMed them onto, like, my PSP, I can't put my Chrono Cross or Saga Frontier disc into a PSP, so of course I'm going to ROM them.
Gotcha.
I have no problem downloading music or movies because I know how the money works in that, but I will never download a game.
Gotcha. All right. Diablo 3 is coming out, I believe, the 15th of this month, which is not very long away. About nine days, almost less than a week. A lot of people are going to be playing it. A lot of people enjoyed the beta that they got to play. I
have a buddy who played it like crazy.
Yeah, I was not one of them because I'm not a huge Diablo fan. But
I played Diablo 1 so much. And Diablo 2, when it came out, my brother and I played it like crazy for, I'd say, probably 3 years. And I just stopped playing it. And then now he's wanting to get back into Diablo 3. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know. And you know me. I'm not really an MMA or MMA. Yeah, I'm definitely not an MMA guy. But I'm not really an MMO guy either. And I'm actually interested in it. If it ports over, like the rumor is that it'll port over to like Xbox or PS3. If that were to happen, oh yeah, I'm on. I'm on in a second.
Yep. And you know, I don't know. I mean, I think the big thing between or that's keeping MMOs from going to the consoles is the fact that the MMO makers do not want to give up any part of their pie, and Microsoft and, you know, Sony will require them to give up some of that monthly revenue because they have to go through Xbox Live and they have to go through PSN in order to get that content.
Yeah, and Blizzard is actually really bad about that. I mean, they don't really release games on consoles really that often. They're really more about MMO stuff, obviously.
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens with them. I would be super excited if it did happen, but yeah. I'm not getting my hopes up.
An analyst has said that they're planning on selling 3.5 million copies. That's pretty
good. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's sufferable. I would handle that.
Yeah, at $1 a piece, that would be amazing.
Yeah. A couple cents a piece, I'd still handle that, in all honesty. I'm cheap. I'm a cheap date. Anyway, last story. ACTA, that is the ACTA, you said ACTA when we started, and I'm like, ACTA? Can't you just say it?
No, I say I'm one of those guys. I gotta say a thing. I don't say wow. I say World of Warcraft every time.
Really?
I'm one of those guys.
No, thank you.
Not really. I just forgot that it spells ACTA.
Ah. Okay, well, basically, ACTA has been voted down. It's dead.
Woo! And there was much rejoicing.
Yeah. Yay. So, I mean, it's really a snippet. There's not a whole lot more to go through about it.
Yeah, I mean, we've mentioned this 1,000 times.
We've talked
about it. Basically, this is just hey, guys, guess what? Remember all that crap we said? This needs to go down. It went down. Yay!
Exactly. So, definitely keep your eyes out for more of these. There is another one, and it's gotten very little press whatsoever. This one you'd probably actually have to spell out. CISPA. CISPA is how I've had
people. People are saying CISPA.
Yeah, that's how people say it to me. So CISPA, which for a guy with a slight lisp is actually a little tough. But it's basically kind of almost the same thing. And, you know, keep an eye on this. Make sure that as soon as you can do something about it, you do it. Sign every petition you can. We have got to keep these bills from becoming laws. These are bad things. They take away your digital freedoms, and that is not good. The more
loss of rights are bad, okay?
Yeah, the more you know. Da-na-na-na. All right, that's been our episode for today. Lots of fun news there. Lots of upcoming stuff.
Yeah.
So, Brandon, what have you been playing?
Because I'm always the newest guy on the block. I'm always up to date. you never catch me playing anything old. If it's been out 2 weeks, I'm not going to be playing it anymore.
Never.
I'm playing 2009's Dragon Age Origins right now.
Wow.
Yep. It's the Ultimate Edition that has all the DLC in it.
Okay.
And it's awesome. I absolutely love it.
Okay.
Did you play it?
I didn't like it.
Really? Why didn't you like it?
I could not get into the storyline.
It's very D&D-like. Because it's so many things. There's so much talking. It's very little gets done in an hour. I mean, it's one of those games you got to put a lot of time into. And I will say that I do have my issues with it. Like I said, it's way too much talking. The action, the fighting methods and fighting style in the game are a little button mashery. I've never been quite a fan of that. But, you know, whatever. I'm a melee fighter, and that's kind of what happens in those games. My guy, a dwarf, I use dwarf warrior stuff. It's really fun, though. I'm having a lot of fun with it. Again, I really like D&D, so I'm enjoying it. But I can see why people definitely wouldn't like it. It is a little deep to get into. If you couldn't play the Final Fantasy games because of how wordy they were, you're definitely not going to be able to play Dragon Age Origins.
Gotcha.
So, Jesse, what are you playing?
I am playing a new game from 505 and Rebellion Studios. It's called Sniper Elite V2. It's a sequel to a game that started back in 2005, I believe. It's called Sniper Elite. It is, you know, I've always said...
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that the sequel to Sniper Elite is Sniper Elite 2?
No, it's Sniper Elite V2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's centered around the V2 rocket research program in Germany.
Are you snipering people with rockets?
No. You're using regular sniper rifles, but
I all of a sudden lost some interest in this game.
It is totally a sniper game. Instead of it being, you know, I've sniped these three people and then I run around with a machine gun in my hand, like most quote-unquote sniper games are, or I just don't use a sniper rifle like Call of Duty is, you are literally penalized if you try to use your machine gun. It is loud, it attracts attention, and you move slower than most of the guys who can run with a machine gun in their hands. So you want to be silent. You want to take shots from long distances so you don't have to be up close. You have a silenced pistol that shoots like around every 10 seconds. You have a Thompson machine gun, which is ridiculously loud, expends ammo like you wouldn't believe, and just is inaccurate. And then you've got your trusty sniper rifle, which is one of like three or four different rifles. Right now I'm in a part where I'm using a Mosin Nagant, which is an amazing Russian sniper rifle. And the greatest thing about this game and one of the biggest selling points is when you get a kill shot, and it is a good kill shot, the camera will actually The game basically pauses for a second, slows down time. The camera goes behind the bullet or beside the bullet, somewhere in that area, and follows it all the way to its target.
And that's cool, like a bullet cam? That's
exactly.
Awesome.
And as soon as it hits, right before it hits the target, like if you're shooting someone in the head, right before it does, it will like go to an X-ray of their head, and it'll show the bullet going in. It'll show bones breaking. Like if you hit them in the jaw, it'll show their jaw shatter. If you go through their hand, it shows their hand shatter, and then it goes into their heart. It'll show their heart, their lungs, their kidneys, intestines. If you shoot someone long ways across the crotch, it will show their testicles. And they will explode like little grapes. Just pop! So you can take shots at people's grenade belts. If you hit that, you'll see a spark and then the just explosion happens. It's a really fun game. Lots of replay value. It has a co-op mode for online, and I believe it can do split screen, but I'm not positive. It's an amazing game. It's actually...
What system is it for?
It is for 360, PC, and PS3. Like I said, it's by 505 and Rebellion Studios, so little-known studios. Get this. Brand-new game, just released last week, $50. $10 cheaper than any other game you can get out there. And if you like sniper action, this is a good game. So pick it up, check it out, buy it, and if you buy it new, this money goes directly to those studios, and they will make us, you know, hopefully they'll take in this money, realize this is a good game, and people want it, and we'll get an updated version. So instead of playing in World War II, we'll actually be playing modern day, which is my dream. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Yeah. So that's what I'm playing. All right, Brandon, would you like to tell people where they can find, follow, and or stalk you?
I sure would. As always, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Brando Supreme. You can find me on 8 Days a Geek. I don't write as much as I used to. I just did the Avengers review. From time to time, I do different reviews, and I might put out a list or something like that every once in a while. And, of course, you can email me, Brandon at 8daysageek.com, and you can ask me any questions you want, and you can make fun of me for my old gaming styles. And, of course, you can reach us. And if you have any, and you can also text this number if you have any questions or comments or complaints or whatever. I don't care. If you just want to say, Brandon, maybe you should try this game, and I might do it. Who knows? I'm kind of slow at that stuff. But anyway, if you wanted to, you can call 754-273-6397.
Hold on. I just had a bullet go straight through somebody's heart and into their lung and go through them and into the next guy and then into the car behind them, and I wasn't paying attention to you. What was that number?
754-273-6397.
Nah, got it that time. All right.
Yep. All it's right. Amazing what happens whenever you don't kill for a while.
Well, you know, you put the gun away. It everything clears up. If you'd like to catch me on the interwebs, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Pen of Doom. My email is jesse@8daysageek.com. And you can go to about.me/Jesse Miller and find everything about .me. That's freaking funny. All right, guys. Thanks for being with us this episode, and join us next month for another action-packed episode of Brandon and Jesse's 8 Bits.
Start.